This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A day after Spirit Airlines rejected its bid for a merger, Denver-based Frontier has announced a sale on flights. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
Frontier is offering up 1 million plane tickets at prices as low as $19. The flights must be booked by Monday night and can be used through early October. Tickets are only available for flights on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Frontier spent the last few months trying to acquire low-cost competitor Spirit Airlines, but shareholders denied the bid this week, and Spirit will instead merge with JetBlue, pending federal approval. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
More than 30 public transit agencies across Colorado will offer free rides during August. The free fares are part of a state-funded push to improve air quality by getting people out of their cars. Denver commuter David Bledsoe says he'll try riding an RTD train to work next week.
If it's enough of a benefit to me, I might consider doing that on a more regular basis, even past the free fare.
Environmental advocates hope the free ride experiment will lead to more public support for transit and eventually more state funding for it, too. Aging bridges in parts of the state will soon be replaced. KRCC's Mike Purcell has more.
17 bridges are part of a replacement project from the Colorado Department of Transportation. CDOT's Michelle Pulin says they're rated as in poor condition.
Poor condition doesn't necessarily mean that the bridge is crumbling or going to collapse. What that means is it's reached its lifespan maximum.
Pulin says most of the bridges were originally constructed in part with wood. Work is slated to begin this week on a bridge near Guffey on State Highway 9. Overall, work will continue through next year. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
Douglas County has lifted its fire restrictions that had been in effect since April. The restrictions banned fires and fireworks. Officials are still asking people to be careful with fire. And Douglas County and the Front Range have the chance for rain again this afternoon. In Castle Rock, 81 today. In Denver, 84. This is CPR News.